That's why they've developed the smartphone. You can pay with your smartphone. They have a QR code that is on the kettle stands that you can just scan that, and then you can make a payment that way.
I was wondering if you could even make it simpler where they have a thing you just swipe and it comes up $1, $2, $3.
Well, they do. It's very expensive.
So we put a red kettle at every Kroger and both doors at every Walmart Supercenter, and we will occasionally do food lines. So we've got anywhere between 20 to 30 doors that we can put physical kettles and bell ringers at.
I suppose it doesn't help either, Tessa, that grocery prices have gone up. So maybe people in the back of their mind, they're wanting to hold on to a few dollars more.
Right. So what we've been seeing in the trend of grocery stores, especially, you know, like Kroger, because it is your one-stop shop for the groceries, where Walmart does have more like toys and electronics, is people are using their contactless pay. So they're using their phones or their debit cards. And in the occasion that they do break a 20 in there, we are seeing the change, which does make a difference for us. But the amount of change that we're seeing in our kettles at the grocery stores is, it's not just us, it's nationwide, it's going down.
During the hours, let's say that you're at Kroger, if they could program it quickly where when you're at the register, when it comes up at the end, would you like to donate a dollar or two to Salvation Army? Is that something?
They do that at the Walmart stores for us. They do it at a couple other stores, major chain stores, something that Kroger and the Salvation Army on a national level would have to approve.
Captain, talk about what the red kettle money that you raise, does it typically go to certain programs?
That's our largest fundraising for the whole year. And that goes not only to fund us during the Christmas season with our angel tree and food baskets and things like that for the people in the community, but it also helps us provide money for the entire year. Summer camp for kids, working with the seniors, our food pantries, any other assistance that we can give with utilities, it's all affected by that income.
So is there a plan in place, and we're going to talk about the golf tournament too, but is there a plan in place to kind of, another campaign to replace some of that money that you didn't, you know, get it in the Red Kettle campaign?
Well, right now we have the golf tournament that is coming up on May 2nd, and that's to benefit our Turning Point shelter. That is the only regional's only secure domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking shelter. So it's an important source, probably the best-kept secret we have in the area because it is has to be quiet because of what the nature of its business. But this money is going to help offset a lot of the cost because that's something else that comes out of our Red Kettle to help offset the cost for these folks that are undergoing these stressful times.
Tessa, tell us a little bit about the golf tournament. Are you still taking teams, that type of thing?
Oh, yeah. We are super excited about this. So as Captain Dwayne said, we are having the golf tournament at Hanging Rock, and it's going to be May 2nd. We're still taking teams and sponsors. You could actually go to turningpointgolf.com. You can register for your teams. You can do your sponsorship there. We're really excited for it. We're hoping for really good weather. And, you know, we've done this once before, a couple years ago. So we are planning for this to be an annual golf tournament. We're super excited. We want the community to come out and support us and play golf. I'm not going to play golf. I'm horrible at it. But I will cheer on the golfers. You're just going to have to follow us on Facebook and come and hang out and play golf to see what we got going on. You know, we like to keep it fun and interesting. Best way to do that is follow us on Facebook and come to the golf tournament.
Captain Dwayne Burley and volunteer and special events coordinator Tessa Price from the Salvation Army of Roanoke joined us recently to talk about the nonprofit on Dale Avenue and the services they provide. Dwayne, let me ask you, how long have you been at the Salvation Army of Roanoke?
Since January.
Okay.
I'm actually retired, and this is my sixth post-retirement session in 6 years.
Don't you know how to do retirement?
Apparently not. We're hoping to semi-retire again in June. But we're just here to help out the folks here in this community. We've had a lot of fun moving around the country. We came from Huntington, West Virginia before we were here. My wife and I have moved around, a lot in the last 6 years.
With Salvation Army?
With the Salvation
Army.
Okay. Yeah, I've been with the Salvation Army for 54 years.
It seems like there's a regular rotation that people go through. Is that just how it works out?
It's the way it works out. But usually they last 3, 4 to 5 years. But the Granthams who were here were promoted to a position down in Florida, created a gap, and guess who comes in when there's a gap?
Right. You're like call them in from the bullpen.
Yep, yep.
The Salvation Army of Roanoke, are you guys all connected to every other organization that is dealing with the homeless in this area as far as, does it seem like it's working pretty smoothly? Like if you have
someone comes into the Salvation Army, you need to refer them to the rescue mission or to here or there for medical treatment, that type of thing?
Yeah, we are connected. There's a group that meets every month that is involved with the homeless population so that we can coordinate activities and coordinate efforts. With Salvation Army every day or Monday through Friday are supplying snack packs for the homeless people that, you know, because they get a breakfast and get a meal, but there's nothing in the middle of the day. So they stop by for a snack pack so that they have something to keep them going during the day.
So you moved around a lot. I mean, the issue they're having here, have you seen that other places you've been?
Yes. In Huntington, as for example, the homelessness is probably greater than it is even here. Drugs and all that is a major, major problem there in Huntington. I was in Harrisonburg where I ran a shelter, a homeless shelter. I was in Winchester where I ran a homeless shelter. And my wife and I spent 5 years in Virginia Beach with the Adult Rehabilitation Center dealing with men with addictions. And we had about 113 men that we serviced there.
I'm Gene Moreno in the WFIR newsroom. Captain Dwayne Burley and volunteer and special events coordinator Tessa Price from the Salvation Army of Roanoke joined us recently to talk about the nonprofit on Dale Avenue Southeast and the services they provide.
So the people that come in that need help that are on the streets, I mean, how many of them, in your estimation, are dealing with substance abuse issues as opposed to mental health issues or whatever?
I don't know if you could actually separate them because a lot of that goes together. There's a lot in each category, and I don't know if anybody's actually put a number to that yet.
Right.
Everything lends to it. They're in mental illness. They need drugs. They don't have the drugs they need. In other cases, they're trying to ease the pain or get through the day, and they use other things, whether it be drugs or alcohol. So it's kind of a laugh-over situation.
Tessa, talk about why people should donate to the Kettle. Think about coming to the golf tournament, you know, to support your mission. I mean, the Salvation Army's been around forever, but let's talk about why it's important for the community to help support what you guys are doing, because ultimately it makes a better community.
So the Salvation Army has been around since 1865. We are first and foremost a church. We will always be first and foremost a church, which is why we do, you know, hit the ground running to fight for our services. We, as Captain Dwayne said, we do have youth services, youth programming, seniors programming, summer camp. The Salvation Army is paying for our community kids to go to these places. We're paying to take our seniors out of their homes and put them back in society around friends and family because COVID shut everything down. In order for us to continue on with these programs and to grow future programs and to keep Turning Point open, which is 24/7, we don't close those doors and turn those phones off. It's important for the community to support our Red Kettle campaign because that money goes directly back into the community. Our food pantry, our social services, Turning Point again, all of our programs, it goes back to serving our community.
Remind people who the Turning Point shelter is for.
So Turning Point is for those that are victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. We house women, children, and men. It's a 24-hour program, and as Captain Dwayne said, it is the only secured site in Southwest Virginia.
Hitting those red kettles and making the donations, Captain, are important.
Yeah, I would just like to add that it is because of those red kettle donations that we are allowed to do the stuff the Salvation Army does. Without the local help of the community, we cannot be the Salvation Army. It's just that simple. In order to do all the humanitarian work that we do is only because of the grace of the people around us.
All right, so if people hear this and they want to make a donation, what's the best way, you know, at this point?
You can drop a check off or give us cash down at our spot on Dale Avenue. You can give us a call.
Tessa, how do people get connected online if they want to make a donation to you guys?
Right, so the best way is just go to our Facebook page, which is the Salvation Army Roanoke. You could drop us a message. We'll return it. If you do come by our office, we're at 724 Dale Avenue Southeast. We are downstairs in the community center for the next few months because we're going through some renovation. You could always call our office at 540-343-5335, and we will get that information to you.
That was Captain Dwayne Burley and volunteer and special events coordinator Tessa Price from the Salvation Army of Roanoke. See their Facebook and website for more about what they do or to contribute. For WFIR News, I'm Gene Moreno.